The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 392.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a singer-songwriter, and she has an album coming up later on this year, and I'm just really excited to have her on to share her story on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Priscilla Liang, also known as Prisca. So Priscilla, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more by yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. How's it going? It's great to be on the show. I'm super excited. Yeah, it's been quite a journey to get to where I'm at today in terms of, you know, being very comfortable with who I am and, you know, comfortable with the music that I'm doing. Obviously, I have a lot of insecurities that still crop up, but I think I'm much happier with where I am today than I was maybe like 5 or 10 years ago.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Priscilla, what's your cultural background?
I'm Taiwanese American. Both my parents were born and raised in Taiwan and then came across to the U.S. My dad in his mid-20s and my mom in her late teens.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So I don't know that I have like a good like Oprah ready quote or anything, but I think one of the things, like one of the concepts that I've lived with and that has helped me a lot is, you know, just before you go into any room, take a minute to gather yourself and try to be as much you as possible, like when you go in. And I think it's like, it takes me a second to gather myself because when I just go in, I'm such like a people pleaser. I'm going to try to be anything and everything that people want me to be. But I've found that if you just take a minute, you just take a moment to just kind of center yourself and remember who you are, and then just go into that room being exactly who you are, and as much as who you are as you can be. I found that to be a really helpful kind of mantra.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that mantra. I think it's great too. I mean, we all go through, right? We all want to be like the best and kind of impress everyone, not realizing like we can just be ourselves and people will love us either way. So I really love that you mentioned that. And
well, I think what I found is like the more you're yourself, the more people are at ease with you, you know, because I think the more you're trying to be something or be someone, people can feel the edges of that artifice, no matter how good you are at it, you know. And I think I went through this like frustrating process of like in my head, I was like, I'm trying to be everything you want me to be. I don't understand why I'm still not being accepted. But it's kind of like you have to take the opposite approach. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. So thanks for sharing that. And Priscilla, in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence, in my own words, I would say that it's just being at peace with yourself, where things like external forces can't really rock that boat, that you're at this great equilibrium, at this good balance, where you are just happy and at peace with who you are. And I mean, I don't think that self-confidence is necessarily, or having self-confidence, I don't think that's necessarily a destination, but I do feel that it is a constant like review and like reassertion of who you are and where you're at, you know? And it's kind of what I love about being a human. It's that we're never perfected. We're never done learning. And one day you might be, oh, like I'm totally self-confident today. And the next day you might find yourself struggling. But it's the fact that it's kind of like yoga, right? It's not about getting the pose right, but it's about the process of constantly reapproaching that pose. And I feel like self-confidence is a similar type of journey.
Thanks for sharing that, Priscilla. And I totally agree with you when it comes to self-confidence. It's like this forever journey that we go through because we're always going to go through different, you know, obstacles, face, you know, different things that will help us prepare it and kind of overcome it and helps us become stronger and more confident in the process. So thanks for sharing that. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Oh man, Sheena, I was definitely crippled by insecurity. I think I was just so nervous and so anxious that I wasn't going to be liked. You know, I grew up like in junior high and elementary school, I was bullied for a number of years. And I think that just messes with your self-worth. It messes with whether, you know, you'll ever be accepted by your peers. And my automatic assumption was that people were not going to accept me and that people were not going to like me and that I had to work really hard and be someone really different in order to be liked. And I think those were all lies that kind of piled up over years of being bullied, which was, I think even now I'm still unlearning a lot of those things. And so I would say that in college, even when I really started to make healthy friendships and really develop my persona and my personality, it was still such a struggle to kind of mediate these two sides of myself. One side who was learning to love myself and the other side who was still like really believing all those lies of self-hatred. So I feel really fortunate for that whole journey. It was tough in a lot of ways, but I'm appreciative of where it's brought me now, and I'm appreciative of how it's allowed me to relate to different people as well.
Thanks for sharing that, Priscilla. And I think that's something we all go through, right? You know, the insecurity, especially growing up in an Asian household, it's like we're just told what to do. We have to make everyone else happy, even if it means sacrificing ourselves. And, you know, in the end, that really hurts us because then we go through all these insecurities, you know, these thoughts like, are people going to like me or not like me? What happens if they don't like me? You know, what happens if they make fun of me or laugh at me for certain things? And, you know, it really does kind of, you know, hurt us in the end. And what was that point in your life when you realized you can come out of that and be the person that you are today? What was that aha moment?
I think for me, it was just kind of realizing that I'm okay just the way I am. And I think it took, for me, it was going abroad to study. And so I went to Cambridge, maybe after my second year of college, and I got to go and study like film theory there. And it was just like an awesome experience, mostly because I think like when I'd gone to college, I had changed and grown a lot and learned a lot, but I hadn't really changed my environment very much at that point. So going abroad and going somewhere different, and then just finding that people were taking a liking to me just because of me being who I am, was huge. You know, I was brutally made fun of all throughout junior high, and throughout high school, I had a really hard time making any girlfriends whatsoever because I had a tough time trusting girls. And I think I just didn't know how to relate to people very well at the time. But, you know, growing up a little bit, going through college and learning a lot of like just kind of interpersonal skills too. Once I went to Cambridge, I was able to kind of just be myself and feel very confident in that and understand that like, hey, I'm not such a terrible person to spend time with. You know, I'm not the worst. So it helped a lot in just like building my confidence. And when I came back, I kind of understood a little bit more of like who I was and I didn't shy away from it as much.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's great that you're able to learn that, you know, just being yourself is actually, that's all you needed to do. Like learn to be who you are and have people realize like, you know, people will come to you, or you'll attract the right people into your life because they just love, you know, your persona, your energy, your vibe, because, you know, you're not trying to be somebody else. You're just trying to be, you're just you, right? You're just your authentic raw self. And people love that more than just, you know, putting a mask on and pretending to be somebody that you're not. And, you know, because of this realization, what's your life been like now?
You know, it took a really long time from that aha moment, you know, point in time. I struggled a lot in like my friendships, in how I was on stage as a singer. I struggled a lot with self-image. And even in relationships, I was definitely in a relationship where he treated me poorly, but I didn't even recognize that he was treating me poorly because I personally had such a low view of myself. And so that was kind of a pretty sobering realization. So I think it came off in layers after the, you know, quote unquote, aha moment. But I think now having, you know, I'm in my late 20s now, I think that I just feel like, you know, if someone doesn't like me, that's fine. That's, you know, that's okay. I'm just living my life. I'm enjoying it. And I keep people close to me that know who I really am and who are genuine and accept me for exactly who I am. And if I have to put on a show or put on airs, you know, in front of people that I'm close to, then I recognize that as problematic really quickly. So I think, you know, a big part is learning to accept yourself. And I think it happens over time. It happens in layers. And there are days where it's still a struggle, but it's also then, you know, keeping people around you that keep you accountable for that and accept you for who you are, so you're not feeling this pressure to be somebody different around them. And I think it's easier in adulthood just because you really get to choose the people that you spend time with. I think sometimes in school it can be really tough because you're kind of thrown together with a lot of different people. And, you know, people can influence you in different ways, whether you invite that or not. So I found it very helpful to kind of have a little bit more say in terms of who I allow to speak into my life and who I allow to influence me in that way.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, thanks for also sharing those awesome tips. You know, it's so important. The people you surround yourselves with are the people who are always there for you, who support you no matter what happens. You know, like you mentioned in high school, at times it does get tough because, you know, there's like the jocks and, you know, the cheerleaders. It's like there's all these labels, right? And that's all we know at the time. And when you go into college and you know, the real world, it's like there's no labels, right? You are who you are. And it's a great feeling. Like, it's a great feeling. It's like I can just be my true self and people will like me. And, you know, you're able to find that in your own journey and realize that and be able to use that in your career. And, you know, it's the greatest feeling just even waking up in the mornings and knowing that, you know, you are your true self. So thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out some of your music, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Sure. Yeah. You guys can come find me on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. I'm probably the most active on Facebook and Instagram. I'm at Priska Music, so that's PRISKAMUSIK. Come find me. I'm a really avid liker. I love starting just relationships with friends on social media. So please come and find me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Priscilla, you can also head on over to thetaofselfconfidence.com and search for Priscilla's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Priscilla for taking the time to share her story today and tips on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. This was really fun.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.